This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Welcome to the Sitecamming Podcast, episode 25.
Silver anniversary.
The silver anniversary.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Yeah, silver, yeah.
Of episodes.
Well, you know, you have the 21st. Think you should celebrate your 25. Is it not? It's not big enough.
What is it? So it's a quarter of a century. It's 25 episodes.
It's always a big celebration in any other, like a wedding, a marriage, yeah, or a company or whatever.
25 years of marriage.
It's my 10-year anniversary next Friday.
Is it really?
It is. Yeah, yeah.
Is it?
Oh, oh, way fast.
The 14th of November, yeah.
We went to Prague for your...
We did. We
went. And it's great. It was great to do that.
Lovely Prague.
We did all sorts of stuff.
We dressed him in gold hot pants.
Yes.
And
tight. And a gold or Star yellow Trek Star Trek top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked pretty
well. Looked
pretty good.
He looked fit. I remember Paul coming. I remember Paul, shout out to Paul. I remember Paul Koeman coming up to me saying, "Danny looks good in them hot pants."
Yeah, he really looked good. Yeah. And we had loads of Gaelic coffees in that.
Yeah, it was nice. In the bar upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was lovely, actually, wasn't it?
Prague was beautiful.
10 years ago, Danny, Prague.
In fact, it had been 10 years ago. We'd just been.
No, it was.
We went on Halloween.
We went on Halloween.
Yeah.
And that was a really good weekend.
So it's the 4th of November today for anyone who's listening or watching.
Yeah.
So 10 years ago, this weekend, we were in
Prague
for Danny's stag do.
Did absinthe.
Wow.
Bloody Marys.
I remember that absinthe.
For those who are watching, I should say, George is joining us.
Welcome, George.
On the pod. Yeah. Welcome, George.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for being here. George is the latest member of the podcast team. He's now going to be our Jamie. For those who watch Joe Rogan, they'll know what that means. But essentially, you're going to be our fact checker, George.
We've got another ginger on the podcast.
Another ginger. Two gingers on the pod. And three kind of mouse.
I'd say I'm half. My beard is really ginger.
Yeah, my beard's ginger as well. Yeah.
We're carriers. We're ginger carriers.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no issues with the ginger gene whatsoever. So welcome, George.
Thank you.
I'm gonna not put you on the spot straight away because I'll go around the room and do the welcomes first, so you can be last if that's all right.
Okay. Yeah.
But welcome. So George is going to be our fact checker. Any bullshit that Danny comes out with. George is going to go, actually, Dan, that's not right. Or any sort of facts.
I'm going to be watching like a hawk.
Yeah, listening and watching like a hawk.
Yeah.
He's also the youngest member of the podcast team now, George. So how old are you, George?
I'm 19. I'm 20 in December.
Practically a baby.
Yeah.
Practically a baby. Yeah. So, as always, the start of the pod. Daniel, how are you? What have you been up to?
So, not a lot, really.
No?
Just been working. Trying to think if I've done anything recently. I've not done anything recently, although the extension leaked last weekend.
The extension leaked?
Really?
Yeah.
What part of the extension?
Roof. But it's not tiled, but I'd felted it and everything. It came in and it was really bad. And ended up getting some CT1. So anyone...
CT1?
Yes. It's like a really good sealant adhesive.
Oh.
And it was 13 quid a tube. I bought 5 tubes. Nothing. It's perfect.
Where is it? In the seams of the...
No, it's because I've not slated the roofing yet. And I need
So the flashing
and the felt. I've not done it finished. To be fair, I've not finished it properly. Yeah. But we've not had one problem at all. Yeah. And then last weekend, it absolutely, not this Did weekend, but the weekend before, yeah. it absolutely battered it down. Shit. And it came in.
Things are, I'm not going to say where you live, but basically they make clouds there.
Yeah, they make, that's where the
they
clouds.
They make the rain there.
It's where God made rain.
Well, Danny, Danny lives, clouds. If you look at the moon, if you walk towards the moon, go close. Left.
Just left yeah. of it.
Danny's yeah. up there.
Yeah.
He's up
yeah.
in,
I can touch the moon.
Up in
yeah.
Tills.
Touch the moon, yeah.
So you need some slate on there.
But yeah, so it needs to get sorted. Well, I've sealed it all in again and it's fine. Not had a problem today. So...
the thing is, job, it's one it? Of the things, a builder's house is always the last house
yeah.
to get done. It's always the last job to get done is the builder's job, the builder's house.
Yeah. But apart from, I am going this weekend, if not mentioned, to the darts.
Oh, the darts. Where, which one?
Yeah. Wolves, the match play.
Luke Littler? Luke the Duke?
I don't think Littler's there. Bunting's there.
Bunting, give us a wave.
Aspinall's there.
The last time I went to the darts was in
Budapest.
Budapest in Prague.
Total
it was
random yeah. stag do.
Random night.
The stag do, yeah.
My stag
terrible
do.
Beer yeah, that night. Random.
Terrible beer. Yeah. Beer. Great night.
Awful.
Oh, brilliant
beer.
Night.
It was shocking. The beer.
The cherry beer.
The cherry beer.
No, it was all.
The it was awful.
No, it was.
No, because we did the boat. The boat was good, and the beer was good was on great. The boat. To be fair,
what, the beer and the darts.
The beer and the darts. It tastes like dishwater.
Yeah, it's awful.
But it was great. It was brilliant. It was a good laugh. It was brilliant. Yeah, it was a good laugh.
Brownie got off on the wrong stop as well on the way home.
Yeah, he fucked yeah, it up. He scored.
Made it ended up walking 10 miles or some shit.
25 like that, people to the wrong direction.
Yeah, Brownie, shout out to Brownie. Yeah. We love Brownie. But Anthony, that night, he made a big mistake.
Yeah,
he made a big mistake that night.
Yeah.
So nothing else?
I'm trying to think. I've done a bit more on the kitchen. Got a robot Hoover.
Nice. Love that.
Yeah.
Is it self-aware?
It mops.
Does it clean good though? Is it good?
I don't know if it does.
Is it human standard cleaning of the floor?
Yeah, it is good. It does pick up.
Have the kids took a ride on it, standing on it and stuff like that?
Yeah,
Dad, can have a go.
They just watch it go round. They just sit there watching it, but they're amazed by how it learns where to go and not go.
Yeah,
so
because you can get a robot Hoover, a robot lawnmower as well, can't you?
Oh, they're amazing.
They're brilliant.
Yeah, I wish I had a garden.
Bramall,
that was coming.
I think that's gone. You know, I think it's gone.
Someone's probably nicked it.
Devastated.
You know, when it floods, that's one thing they go out and save.
You have to save it.
Some little scrote on a bike in Stockport's probably rode past that and nicked it. It's probably sold it in a shop, in a pub in Edgeley. You know what I mean?
I think we've already said this, but me and Danny were obsessed with it. We used to work near there for a while.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We were obsessed with that. How is it? Is it all right?
We have mentioned it a few times.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you've got a robot Hoover and you've had a leak.
I've had a leak. Yeah. Nearly finished the entire house now. Very good close. Lad. Very good.
And then you'll sell it and start again.
Okay, probably.
It's what builders do, don't they? Yeah. They work on the house. They do it up. They don't get time to enjoy it because they make a lot of money, sell it, and start again.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
I can't think. I've not really been up to much.
Not been up to much?
No, apart from that.
No.
Been pretty quiet, actually, yeah.
Fair enough. Did you go trick-or-treating?
We did. Yeah, kids loved it.
Did you get a big bag of food?
Yeah.
Candy?
So, North Chapel, Sweets. Where I just saw everyone.
It doesn't really matter, does it?
Okay, come round.
Nobody's going to come round your house, are they?
Nah, I don't care if they do.
Imagine if someone came round your house, though. Like, what's that film where he sees dead people?
The Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense. And that guy turns up.
Yeah.
And he's a fucking weirdo, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he turns up at his house.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, there's a comedian with a great comedy routine about that. He says why he the Sixth Sense really got him at the end.
Yeah.
It's because he's been married for like 10 years and he said, you know, your wife not talking to you for a year. I kind of believe
I just thought it was normal.
Yeah.
What were we saying then? I forgot what we were saying.
Trick or treat
was good. It was good. Chapel, I'll give a shout out to Chapel. They do their house up well. I know you do your house up very, very well.
I love.
Your Christmas.
It's not quite my Christmas, but I do love Halloween. I get a buzz out of scaring children.
Yeah.
Well. Is that weird? I don't know.
No, I think it's all right, really. It's good. One time
the greatest comment I've ever had, I think you've all heard it before, is, you're glorifying knife crime, this woman said to me because I'd really scared a kid. Your kid walked up my fucking drive, love, at the end of the day.
With probably a mask on.
Yeah, with a mask on, asking for...
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Three sweets. Mm. I scared it, your kid. And that's what you get. Yeah. That's what you get.
Yeah.
I was dressed up as a Halloween nun. Mm. So it worked really well, actually. And actually, I was really impressed with my youngest son, Thomas, because he came out and he said, "Dad, can I join you in the scare fest?"
Yeah.
So I said, "Yeah, of course you can." Bearing in mind, he's six, going to be seven. And he hid behind this chair. And as children were walking up, he was going, "Come closer, come closer."
Natural.
And I was stood in this costume thinking, love that. Love that, Thomas. Well done, Thomas.
You've taught him well.
I'm proud of you, Thomas.
Did your other children not?
No, no, they abandoned me. They've all abandoned me now, though. They all think I'm a weirdo now. They come on the podcast, but that's about it, basically.
Yeah.
And so swiftly moving on. Jack, how have you been? What have you been up to? You were missing on the last pod.
Yes, I was.
Where were you?
I was in Norfolk at a relative's birthday party.
You didn't bother.
Yes.
Shout out to Libby.
She's not having another one. We gave her one. We gave her a shout out.
Yeah, and we didn't get invited, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was only for the cool kids.
For the cool kids. So what have you been up to?
Quite a bit, actually, because when was the last one we had? Was it in July? The one
before that was July.
Yeah, so quite a bit. I got, I knew this was happening at the time, but I got made redundant at my previous job. I wasn't bothered, though, because I was leaving anyway.
Yeah.
And then I got told, As I decided, okay, I'm going to leave. I'm going to, seek new opportunities. They told us our department was getting made redundant. So I thought, great, now I'll get paid money to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough. So I did that. Left at the end of August. Started a new job in the September.
Excellent.
And
how's that going?
Yeah, it's been going well.
Enjoying it?
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
Seemed like a good company, a good bunch of people.
Good.
So,
good.
All around, not
and we never mix. Yet. We never mix business and pleasure on the Site Cabin podcast. So we'll never talk about the jobs that we do. Not as in the name of the business or anything like that, will we? We don't really kind of.
Yeah, I'd probably get dragged into a meeting again if I did.
Yeah, probably. So, yeah. I once got. When we first started the podcast, I once got asked to go to a meeting about the podcast and the relationship that it would have with my job. This was way back when, so, nothing current. And it ended up me and the person that I was talking to about the podcast just ended up in a pub getting drunk. And by the end of it, we're like, why have we come here? What are we talking about? I can't remember.
No, it's right, though. You should be able to have a professional life and a personal life and keep it separate.
Well, yeah, and if you look at, say, for example, X, Twitter. If you look at X, right, there are multiple people on X that have a career and a job, and then they have an opinion on their private persona point of view. And that's fine. You should be allowed to be able to do that, shouldn't you?
Yeah.
I don't see why, you shouldn't.
No. I still think we're coming to terms with even the internet and stuff like that. I still think we've not figured it out yet. It's all...
I know,
printing press or something 400 years ago.
AI.
We can talk about it in a minute. We'll just finish the round. Andy, what have you been up to?
Not much. Excited. I finished an amazing classic science fiction book called The Book of the New Sun by Gene Wolfe.
Shout out to Gene Wolfe.
And it reads like a fantasy novel, like Lord of the Rings, but actually, when you read into it, it's like a million years in the future where technology's like magic and they've regressed.
But I heard someone talking about Gene Wolfe
it's
recently.
It's very, very... I'm not as blown away as some people are by it, but it was a fascinating book.
You got Jack interested in me and Danny, what's he going on about now?
I've also watched The Leaves Turned, done a bit of Bricked Up a Doorway, Our Kate.
Nice.
I enjoyed that. Crocodile Ties,
croc tie it. So you did two of it in, you croc tied it.
No, two. Well, Harry did one side.
Yes, shout out to Harry.
In, and I did the block work on the other side, crocodile tied.
Excellent.
But before, are you going to ask George? Or I usually say, how are you, Dave?
Thanks for asking, Andy.
Yeah.
I'm very well. What have I been up to? Not loads. I went to Haven for a week.
Nice.
Heaven, it's Haven, it's Heaven.
Isn't
Haven? It's not.
the name of the town where we were talking about it before.
What, Truman Show?
New Haven.
Yeah, New Haven.
Truman Show, yeah.
New yeah. Haven. So shout out to Haven. Great holiday parks. I'm going to say it as it is. Great holiday parks. Really family fun. Hey. But at £6.15 a pint and £9 for a fucking glass of wine,
yeah, ooh,
Haven, yeah. Sort your shit out. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Cans. You can give them your cans,
yeah,
can't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I mean, you are literally inviting people to bring alcohol in their bags.
Yeah.
You are quite literally inviting that.
£6.
So if the CEO of Haven's listening, you know, sort that out.
That is a classic working class. Go to a club or,
Yeah, I mean, it was. Do you know what? It was great. We had a week in Haven in the October half term. We loved it. We had a great time. Kids loved it. They were buzzing. You know, it's one of them things where it's like, kind of like, this time the year before we were gone to Greece, but now we're in Haven. But do you know what? It was brilliant. We had a great time. So
you know what you could have done? Like, I knew you have nice odds. It's not a dig, you and your lovely wife. But you know that, have you seen that Family Guy clip where they go, Brian? Are we poor?
And Brian? Are we poor?
You know,
I could have done that clip.
Last year we were not in Greece.
Yeah. I could have done that clip. So, yeah, so I went there. I've still not rendered the back and the sides of the office and need to do that because the neighbours come round and knocked on my door and said, I get it. They're looking at a block wall.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Are you going to put a trestle up as well?
Yeah. I'm going to smarten it up for him. Yeah. But I get it. They've not complained, but they've kind of.
It's funny that,
you know,
because I've got my extension.
Yeah.
And obviously it's right at the it's passageway between the two houses.
Yes.
And I won't say the names, but my neighbours have been amazing throughout it all.
Yeah.
Even I was cutting some mud up the other week, and Harry was actually with us. And there was sawdust flying around. It was dead windy, to be fair. It just flew everywhere. It must have gone on the cars. And when they go back off holiday, I said, I'm really sorry about the dust. And they were just so nice. And massive shout out to them.
Massive shout out to Danny's neighbours that we're not going to name.
No, I can't name them because it's not.
No, it's not right. It's
but
not right.
They know who they are. And they have watched a few episodes, actually.
Yeah.
And
shout out to Danny's neighbours then.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank
they've
you.
They've been, because I know what it's like with neighbours.
We appreciate it.
They've been amazing.
Yeah.
In fact, I've been in the wrong and they've been just so nice about everything.
Oh, well, that's good.
They don't know it yet, but
good neighbours is important.
Massively.
When I used to live in a house in Hazel Grove, a terraced house, George and Jack will know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And we had a great 12 years in that house, but there was a year to an 18 month period where we had these absolute fucking knobheads that no, that's a fact.
Well, it was one person.
Yeah.
Wasn't it,
really? Well, it was one person. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they moved in and they ruined our lives for about a year.
Yeah.
I'm talking music at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, parties every single weekend, you know, and you've got little kids and they're being woken up by some absolute plebs that are doing God knows what, taking God knows what, and not even caring about the neighbours whatsoever. Mm. So good neighbours is a really important.
Massive. I love my road. I genuinely love my neighbours, all of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Do you help out? Do you do things to help them out?
Yeah, I mean,
like old Beryl who lives down the road, do you take her bins for us?
In fact, Ian won't mind me mentioning, Ian, across the way from us in the bungalow, I'm gutted, to be honest. He's actually moving.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
And downsizing, which is whatever, but he's moving and I'm absolutely good because I love speaking to him.
Yeah,
he comes out every day.
Yeah,
with the dog.
The dogs. Yeah, he's got two dogs. He comes out, he walks his dogs, you know, he has a chat, and he's a lovely man.
What dogs he got?
I don't know. I'm not good with dogs. I don't know breeds.
Yeah,
I've been watching a lot of dog videos.
As Justin Morehouse often says, it'll be a labradoodle doodle boodle smoodle.
Really bad with animals.
Yeah,
in general.
Yeah,
but a top bloke. But I helped him move his sofa. He's lent me his ladder. And then when it snows, I grit that bloody road.
Welcome to the monotonous podcast. Yes. No, sorry, Dad. It's fucking good. It's good.
Hey,
it's good.
Talking about creating roads, you want to try and get up my road?
Danny lives on a hill.
Actually, both sides.
It's horrendous.
Both sides.
Absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, you need a sledge and six huskies to get at Danny's hill.
You do. You know when I say, like, when you all say, oh, it snowed.
Not
like,
on the moon.
Yeah. It's fucking mental.
Yeah.
The snow where
yeah, it is. It's brilliant though, isn't it?
It's not like
that. Canada
that.
Or something.
It's like
yeah,
that.
I know it is. I know.
It's mental.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's anyway. A place for sledging. Moving swiftly on to our newest member of the podcast, George. How are you feeling right now? You feeling a bit nervous or?
No.
You feel all right?
No, I'm feeling perfectly fine. I'm happy to be here.
So what have you been up to, George? What have you been doing? Anything interesting?
Well, funnily enough, quite similar to Jack, I recently got made redundant.
Don't mind.
Not okay. Complaining. I said at the start of the year I wanted to get a new job.
Yeah.
Paid me to leave the job, so
yeah.
No complaints on that point.
How's the new job going?
It's going okay. I started early in October and it's okay. It's definitely got its moments. I was it's service. I'm on the phones.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I was actually off the phones for 20 minutes today just because of how empty the queues were.
Wow.
And that's because it's business related.
Yeah.
So,
You used to work for Sky, didn't you? We can say that,
don't worry.
Well,
absolutely, yeah.
You can say that.
I used to work for Sky.
Yeah, and they made you redundant. Because they closed the Stockport Sky office.
But he closed about 4 sites in the UK.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. Which is dirty, really, isn't it?
Is that because of AI or what is it? What's the score
of
that?
Well, they've opened some other sites in...
George, just be on the mic. You're right, we'll carry on. We'll carry on rolling. Move your mic up a little bit. Yeah, that's it, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that good?
No, like that. Be, don't worry, we can keep this going. Push that back down with your hand. Look at me, that bit.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, it's all right, it's good. Go on, sorry, you were saying, so...
I was saying, yeah, they've opened some new sites in other countries and I think they shut 4 down.
Bastards.
In the UK.
Have they moved them abroad?
Yes, yeah. And they moved some of the accessibility sites.
It's basically because it's cheaper abroad, isn't it?
Yeah
it is.
There's labor. Accessibility sites, so customers with disabilities who call in, they primarily get accessibility advisors. And I remember on the day they announced we were getting made redundant, they said to the accessibility advisors, you're going to be moved to Sheffield. And obviously there are all these people working in Stockport. And
yeah, so
they said that as if it was like a...
Yeah, just do it.
No, just go and do it. Yeah.
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 An hour and a half commute type of thing. Yeah.
But the new job's going well. Again, I got paid to leave from Sky, so no complaints there.
Yeah.
And it's a lot emptier than Sky. Like at Sky, a busy queue for me was probably 350 people waiting to...
Jesus Christ. Waiting?
Yeah, waiting.
Wow.
Especially if
when you phone about this type of stuff.
When you phone Sky and you're like, I want to cancel you, bunch of bastards. They'll go, yeah, you have to wait. And then it's 350 people, basically.
Well, it depends on what the day is like. Once there was a known issue with Sky Glass. Never get Sky Glass, by the way.
Get Sky Glass.
Never get Sky Glass.
What is that? Is that like the...
Don't need to. I've created it myself.
It's television. It's an actual TV.
Get a TV and put
and
Sky
it works
with
off
it.
Wi-Fi. Never, if you're going to get Sky, get Sky for TV. Get Sky.
Get Sky.
And this don't is from an ex-Sky employee.
Yes.
Why there's loads of problems.
Oh yeah, it's shit. And don't get Sky broadband. don't get it.
You're right. So glad you put that up.
To be fair, I've got BT broadband, and that's pretty.
BT's
good,
okay.
BT's all
right. Right. So
all
right. I've got Sky.
Danny wants to chip in here.
No. So you said I've not been up so much. Well, I've been working on the house, so I put some shelves up. Right.
Right.
And where the extension is where the cable went through for the router.
Yeah.
Right. So the other week I was drilling. I was fucking, you know, like fucking got this stuff.
Well, you have a drill and all.
So, yeah. And I fucking drilled it. And then I noticed the internet had gone off. And I thought, it's just dropped.
You chew through.
So Lucy came back and she was like, Dan, the internet's off. What's up with the internet? I was like, oh, I don't know. It's so fucking useless, that. It's always going off. And then I was sat there at night and I was like, why the fuck has the internet gone off? And I thought, bang. So where the extension was, the wire had come down the side, and in that one spot, it had hit the cable and smashed it. And I thought,
oh, Danny.
So I thought, how the fuck am I going to get away with this? Right. Because they can charge you if you've broke it. It does say in the terms and conditions.
Yeah.
So I basically got on the phone the next day and went, right, I've had it. I'm sick to death of this.
It's not working again.
I said, it's not working again. I've reported this several times. And they went, well, we can't. we can't see any reports that you've made. And I went, I did 3 years ago.
And they said, fucking 3 years ago.
And they said, oh, well, we can see we sent the service engineer out when you first moved, when you get the property. And I said, yeah. I said, it's always going down. I'm sick to death of it. I've had enough. I said, I want a refund. I want all my Sky, I want all refunding, blah, blah, blah. Well, what's the problem, Mr. Mayor? I said, but my Sky's gone off again. It's ridiculous. Right, well, we'll send an engineer out. And the engineer came out.
And he took one look at it.
And he went,
you fucking drilled through that.
And he went, all right, yeah. And I went, mate, am I going to get charged for this? Because
was he all right? Was he a good guy?
And he went, well, maybe it's a perished wire.
Perished wire, love it. Love it.
It's fucking definitely a perished wire.
100%
customer service.
And I thought, fair play.
George wants to just chip in.
Don't get Sky Glass.
Why?
Because it's a TV that is heavy. It's heavy as a concrete block. Really, really heavy. It's big, chunky TV.
Yeah.
It comes in three. To be fair, the best thing about Sky Glass is the sound on it. The sound, because they have like these inbuilt speakers on it.
Yeah.
That's really good. But aside from that, it's a TV that operates completely on Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So
if your Wi-Fi is down or you know whatever, you're going to have problems with it. And another thing was as well,
there's a delay on Wi-Fi though, isn't there?
There is. So yes. Sky Q. Fun facts for you. Sky Q is about when you're watching football live sports, it's about 3 or 4 seconds behind.
Yeah.
Sky Glass is about 10.
Yeah. 20. Easy. No, easy. I've noticed it
famous,
easily.
Famous family story about the 2008. United fight.
Yeah, Lee Sykes.
Somebody's watching it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
He's watching it in the front room.
Yeah. Loading. Someone cheered.
And he's like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was.
I showered at Lee.
You had a go at Lee that night, didn't you?
Fucking hell, Lee. And he went, oh, sorry.
Oh, he didn't celebrate the goal.
Yeah. Right. Everybody out of the kitchen.
Like, get out of the kitchen in here. Yeah.
Well, the Euros, when we was all in Wales,
yeah.
Luke Shaw scored his goal.
Yes. Oh, yeah. William.
William was in the other room.
Ran in.
He managed to. Obviously, that TV was in front and he ran in. He went, We scored.
Yeah, he did.
And
yeah.
I thought he was taking the piss.
Yeah, and then
you
we
ruined
then
it
we,
for us, William.
He ruined it.
Ruined it. William, you ruined the whole
thing. Actually, should we do a quick shout out to William? Because he's now living in Brazil.
Yes.
Shout out to Brazil. Shout out to William. Oh. Shout out to his Brazilian senorita or whatever.
His brother. It's his birthday today.
Oh, Sam's his brother.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Happy birthday, Sam. You're probably watching this a week from now. I don't know, basically. But happy birthday.
Has William gone to look for Muhachi?
No, he's gone for love.
The golden idol.
Blame him, fair play.
He's gone for love. And I don't blame him. He's moved to Brazil. It's exciting times. How old is he? 26?
Yeah.
26.
If you're going to move to Brazil, that's the perfect time to move to Brazil.
You know what? I've not lived in Brazil, so give it a go, lad. If one of my sons said to me, I'm going to Brazil, I'd say,
so you're not going.
Don't go. No, I mean, you know, I don't know.
Well, you try taking a chance, didn't you? See what it's like. And,
yeah, life's...
You know, fair enough.
Be good.
You know, one thing since... Oh, here we go again. Since Dad's died... My dad's dead, by the way. Since Dad's died, one thing it has taught me is just fucking say yes. Mm. Say yes. Go and do it.
I've don't give a fuck now about anything. Like, I genuinely
don't think
don't
you did
care.
Before though. But
no,
yeah,
I don't like mean. Now. I used mean. To get up about, you know, like stuff. I just think, oh, fuck it. Can't be arsed. I don't care.
I know. It's like that worry that's put on us by these fucking billionaires.
Yeah.
Of like, you've Frank got to go out to work and you've got to work 37 hours a week or whatever it is, 40 hours a week or whatever. And you've got to earn this much money and you've got to have this car and you've got to have this fucking phone and you've got to do this and you've got to do that.
We are wage slaves.
We're slaves.
We are wage slaves. Virtually most people on the planet are.
Yeah. Mm. And I don't mean to be derogatory to the slave trade. I'm just saying, but the human race is like a slave to...
When it's the money.
Like, can you imagine saying to a Neanderthal or a Stone Age man or something like that, you're going to have to work 30 seconds. It just fucking laugh at you.
You're leaving a central heating, fresh, hot and cold running water, entertainment device in the corner of your room. Lovely clothes, food. Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Food from all over the world.
No, I know what you mean.
Fingertips. It's like
I just think
everybody's
man wants the, as long as you have the opportunity to build your own life. What does he want? He wants his own
land. He wants his own family. He wants his own stake in the world.
It doesn't have to be big either, does it?
Yeah.
It should be massive.
Like Tom Cruise in that movie where he has an Irish accent.
Oh,
he puts
Far
the
and Away.
Down.
Far and Away.
This is my land.
Yeah. Great film.
I've started off the Indian.
There's a world.
You're talking over each other.
There's a world out here, but this piece right here is mine. As long as, I think as long, that's a key thing, that as long as a man has the ability, is if he has that, this is mine, and this, and if I go, it will be my children's, it'll be my children's, children's, whatever. Right, it then passes to them.
There's five men sat around this table now, right? If you were all given the chance or the opportunity, we've asked this before, to just live off the land and not have the creature comforts of, you know, but you don't have to work, you just have to live off the land. Would you do it?
Yeah.
Would you?
Well, I just start on my own straight away? Or do I have like a cabin to start with or anything?
No, yeah, you've got like a little fucking shelter.
Don't need it.
But you can improve it with trees and shit like that. And,
I reckon you need a good knife or a good sword, and I reckon I'd be all right.
I'd do it.
No? Would you do it, George?
I'd go full castaway.
I'd need water. That's it.
Say that again.
I'd go full castaway.
Yeah. Totally
yeah, so
agree.
you've got water, you've got a few fruits on the trees, and you've got a few pigs, like wild boars running around.
Yeah.
Well, those boars.
Are you doing it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would. I don't know. I don't know if I could.
Man,
not sure.
Adapt.
If you can start from scratch and go, keep going and going and going on that land, keep developing it.
Yeah.
In the end, you end up with Wi-Fi in 10 years.
Yeah, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like these football clubs, like FC United, they start because, we don't want the big businesses coming in. Yes. But eventually, it gets to a point where...
You've got to dance with the devil.
It comes in.
You have to sell your soul a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
That's civilization, though, to some degree. You have to sell yourself a little bit.
Yeah, but is there a point in civilization where it's like, I want to fucking stop and get off the fucking bus. I want to stop now. I'm happy with what I've got. I don't want any more. I just want to stop and... live on my fucking farm with my solar panels on the roof, right? And just, do you know what I mean?
And, there's no civilization is planet wide. There's no frontier anymore.
Yeah.
That might be what's affecting us the last few hundred
years. Space.
No, there's no frontier.
The final frontier.
That 200 years ago, there was still a frontier in some places.
The pirate or cowboy.
The people can't get out.
So the only thing left to explore now is deep sea and space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should go around the seas. Fuck space.
Yeah.
We should explore the oceans more.
That's going to be the episode title.
We should go and look at the sea.
Yeah. Fuck space.
But it's just like, what have we got to do? Just make better submarines. I mean, we have some amazing submarines, and it's basically it has to be airtight. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Apart from if
you're offering weekend trips where they fucking crush you like a frozen pig.
Well, if you don't do the job properly, that's what happened.
Fiber, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was terrible.
And it wasn't even spherical. It was all like
he had a Logitech control.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Do you remember that? The Logitech, that was like when George was a baby. We had one of them. It's like a baby video game console, like a PlayStation for toddlers. That was like the controller he had. Yeah. Like two big buttons and like a stick in the middle.
Mm. Fucking hell. I mean, like Elon's sort of, you know, his plan is to put a base on Mars. He's doing that now. I was watching a documentary last night on the BBC, which is brilliant, all about how he's kind of taken up. He's got city status. I didn't know this. But you know where Starlink is based?
Oh, that's right. No, is it Texas?
They've applied for city status and he's been awarded it. So it's Brownsville, I think.
Like a private city or something.
He's now got a city status for his people that live there, the workers, everything. Full city status for loads of different reasons.
It's like Los Alamos.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. It's a private city, essentially. Yeah. It's a city.
Yeah.
And he's building these rockets and they're going to go to Mars and all this shit and fucking, you know, he's going to have a base on the moon and a base on Mars. I suppose that's the next frontier, isn't it?
Well, if we want to go into the solar system, we need a base on the moon. That's where we need to build all the ships.
It's deep.
I think less gravity. And
I think this has been mentioned on the pod before from what I've seen, but what's everyone's thoughts on 3i?
Oh, well, we have talked about this, George.
Interesting.
I mean, we were due for a full alien invasion from the last podcast.
Well, I think it's due behind the sun within the next few days, isn't it?
I think it's just come past, I think.
If it turns towards us, then...
I'd fucking love it.
I would. I genuinely.
If it turned to what? If it course corrected and it started heading towards Earth, I'd just be like, well, I don't have to fucking pay my mortgage anymore.
Would you be like the guy in the film 2012?
Which one?
The crazy guy.
Woody Harrelson?
Yeah. Yeah.
On top of the mountain going, yeah, I'm fucking ready.
Yeah.
You know what? I've got a soft spot for that film. It's terrible, but it's great.
It's terrible. It's brilliant.
It's a great film. It's got free last minute takeoffs from runways.
How would people react though if it was headed towards Earth and it's either aliens or like a fucking Earth obliterating meteorite?
God will stop it.
Well, what you? What,
Well, you know, I know you're a believer. So
yeah, I think you know, something will come out of it.
Yeah.
I would genuinely be like,
life,
great,
finds a way.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck it.
What? So what are we talking about? Great if it's aliens, or great if it's an Earth shattering meteorite?
If it's aliens, what are we going to do? They're going to land and go, well, you're fucking useless, you lot.
Yeah.
And either we're going to...
Do you not think they already know that, though?
That's what I mean. They're not going to come and they're going to be like...
They don't need anything that we've got because they can make it themselves.
Exactly.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up. Even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Exactly, they've travelled the universe. So if they are aliens, they're just going to be like, all I want them to do is come and say, yeah, we built the pyramids.
I know you. I have heard a theory though about.
Yes, you'd be like, finally.
Fucking brilliant, told you.
I think we did say last episode.
Bragging rights to say I was right.
That's the first thing I said. But if it was a meteorite as well, I'd think, well, there's nothing anyone can do.
Yeah, but there is a theory that. Well, actually,
Bruce Willis can.
He's got dementia now.
I could stay awake.
I'm better.
Shout out to Bruce Willis. We love Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah.
He has got dementia. And that's very sad.
I do love. So many great films. One of the best Christmas films ever.
Is it a Christmas film?
100%.
Yes. It is it's a Christmas film. It's got to be.
Yeah.
This is where the pod just fucking...
Yeah,
fun fact.
It is.
Oh. Fun fact, go on.
Fun fact about Die Hard. The gun John McClane uses, you know, the handgun. He has his police. The first gun he has.
Yeah.
That's the exact same gun that Mel Gibson has in Lethal Weapon. Not the same model, the same prop.
The actual same prop.
It's the exact same prop used in both movies.
Love that. By the way, Lethal Weapon films, great.
Lethal Weapon
1 and 2, I think, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Because the bad guy smashes into us and goes, Merry Christmas.
They're both, I think they had the same producer. Someone was the same on both films.
On the pod, we hide the fact that we're all addicted to films quite well, but we always
until this
in.
Point,
it always creeps in.
Richard Donner did Lethal Weapon 1, but who did Die?
The same guy that did
Tony Scott.
No, it was the same guy who did The Hunt for Red October.
What a film!
That's another fantastic film. Made.
Why don't I know the name of the director? Yeah. It's Tony Scott.
Why don't we just?
No, it's not Ridley Scott's brother.
I'm thinking maybe we just launch a TikTok.
No, it's not
page.
It's Richard Donner, George Lethal Weapon.
A specific George, film podcast.
Who directed
Hunt for Red October?
Oh, George, fact check it, go.
That is in one of my top 10 films.
While we're
talking, this, George's job is a fact checker.
I've got something slightly off topic.
Tony Scott did True Romance.
And it's to do with...
I think he did.
Yeah. It's to do with one of our ornaments.
Yeah.
So next year, or is it the year after? It's been 100 years since the Independence. Or 100 years...
John McTiernan.
Sorry.
Yeah, for something for New York.
Thank you, George.
And they have discussed... sanding it back down to copper.
Say that again.
The Statue of Liberty.
That's why it's green.
Is copper.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So they have discussed. They have apparently looked at possibly. Is it for 100 years or 200 years?
It must be 200.
I think 150
something. Yeah. Something to do with. I can't remember what it was, or American War of Independence, or whatever it was.
George,
about sanding
how long's the Statue of Liberty been in place?
The guy who did it, the guy who made it,
and sanding it down back so it's copper, because it originally was shining.
That's why it's green.
That's why it's green.
Yeah. How old is it?
It's.
I like that, Dan.
Imagine that. Yeah, imagine they did
totally
that.
Yeah,
and then let it age again.
It's a bit mad, this, but. You know, oxidation, like steel or iron goes orange. That's why the Mars is is the colour.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
But then copper goes green and all that. It's amazing because it reacts with the atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, just bring it back to bring it back to building. You know, the houses that you build today, 15 years from now, will look completely different because the weather and the colour will change them so much. And the weather change, it affects everything that we construct.
Well, mum and dad's estate originally, remember dad telling me, all the roofs were all like blue, red, green.
Yeah, green.
They're all the same, like matte.
They're all mossy
brown,
mm-hmm.
grey.
Mossy brown.
It's all washed off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you get these guys coming power washing, you know what I mean?
And then painting it.
Yeah.
That's my thing about, you know, you see futuristic films, science fiction films, and they see all these new modern buildings. Mostly, it's going to be the same buildings as now.
Well,
we've got Victorian, Georgia.
Ah, well,
yeah.
So further and further back.
Mm. Teaching experience, a couple of great, interesting stats on that is that the UK specifically has some of the oldest housing stock in Europe. Mm. Yeah. Some of our houses are, you know, I think
400 years.
Old. Yeah, 400-500 years old. Mm. Older, mm. even older. And compared to like some other areas of Europe where they've just sort of
See it as a product, you demolish it and you
start whereas we've held on to it, and we still do that today with a lot of our housing markets today. Our houses, you know, they get renovated as opposed to being knocked down and rebuilt.
I'm gonna keep it. Mm-hmm. That's just maybe a weird link to the Beijing Olympics.
That is a weird link.
There was a core part of Beijing
that's hundreds and hundreds or thousands
years old. And they demolished it.
Yeah.
But like the stadium there and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like a thousand years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, fuck it, knock it down.
Some of the streets had been there, some of the areas.
I'm surprised they've done that.
Years.
I'm surprised China did that.
China's really good on that. Well, yeah. I think they were.
The Chinese, I mean, they destroyed a lot of their history Mao and the Cultural Revolution. Like,
why did they do that?
Erase the past.
Because if there's no past, it's just him.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So he just tore away.
Like, he ripped apart loads of stuff, loads of historical
documents and loads of stuff, old structures.
Love that.
Because I mean, that's another one of the terracotta warriors, isn't it? The only gradually recovering.
Yeah,
there.
There's actually a picture you can find on the internet of when they first discovered. You know that line of all those warriors, the statues. When they first uncovered it, they were the paint was still on some of them. But as soon as it was exposed to the air, it went away quickly. But there's a picture you can find of what the... Because they were all painted.
Yeah.
Like the Roman statues, they were all painted fully. You can find one of what they looked like.
Well, maybe this is why 3i Atlas is headed our way to like correct all these wrongs and like rebuild all these great monuments, the Seven Wonders of the World and all of that sort of stuff. Maybe that's why they're going to land in... When is it, Andy? When's 3i Atlas going to fucking hit Earth?
What is this?
I'm not going another way out.
We could do because Brian Cox on the podcast.
There is some weird chemicals coming off it that they've never seen before.
Nickel.
What
do we do if aliens do come down and it's just like the Simpsons episode where it's Mr. Burns is the alien and they say they bring us love?
I bring you love.
That's a great episode.
And Groundskeeper Willie says...
He's bringing love. Kill it.
Yeah, but that's what would actually happen.
That's what would happen.
That is one of those.
I had the thing is, right? If aliens landed and they were dead nice, we'd fuck it up.
Of course we would.
Yeah. And we'd turn them.
Yeah, we're a load of crazy apes.
If aliens came and said we want the human race to join our galactic federation,
we'd fuck it up,
right? And become part of it.
No,
we'd and we'll give the you shit space travel technology.
Yeah. Yeah,
the worst thing that the alien races could do is give us technology.
Yeah, we'd fuck it up and we'd turn it into a weapon, attack them.
Science fiction books,
because we're all mental.
Yeah, because we're not emotionally, mass. We've not developed.
We're not
culturally past, you know, taking pieces out of each other.
Yeah,
taking lumps out of each other.
Like here you are. Fun fact: 3i Atlas will be closest to the Earth on my birthday, the 19th of December.
Yes,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. So on the 19th of December, George's birthday, it'll be the closest point to the Earth. So Can you see it with the naked eye at that point?
How many?
No, you still need a telescope, I think.
The Interstellar Comet 3I Atlas, also designated C/2025N1, will make its closest approach to Earth on 19th of December 2025 at a distance of approximately 1.8 astronomical units, about 270 million kilometres.
Which is close.
You could drive that. Yeah. Easy. Drive that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's one tank of petrol, isn't it?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So obviously it's listen, I mean, we're joking here. It's pretty much agreed that it's a comet now. It's flying past us. We've talked about this on the last episode.
There's also theories that is it something that's broke off or been destroyed and it's got ice around it, and maybe there's something within it
from somewhere else, another planet.
There's all sorts of theories.
I think
piece of technology.
There's a weird kind of like pull towards it wanting to be an alien.
Yeah, we all want it. We all want it soap opera, don't we?
We want the story, don't we?
People desperately want answers.
Yes.
They want, it's all the same thing when you think about it.
Yeah.
Aliens are going to come. It is. Jesus is going to come back.
Yeah.
It's all the same thing. Eventually, something will land and it will answer everything.
All these questions.
Well, that's my theory.
But if it doesn't.
Religion was the first original conspiracy theory. Because we're trying to make up stories for something that we can't explain.
Yeah, we do love... I mean, we've not even fucking spoke about Prince Andrew, but we love...
You don't need to.
No longer Prince.
No, he's not a prince, is he, anymore?
Just Andrew.
He's Andrew Mountbatten Windsor fucking Bedo or something.
Every conspiracy theory.
You believe?
I believe every conspiracy... I believe it's at least like 5%. Yeah, I believe any conspiracy. Even if the Earth's flat, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I've looked a lot about this ice wall. You know, the Earth's flat.
Oh, Agartha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is an ice wall around our known world.
Yeah.
And it's flat.
And beyond that, there are other continents that we're not allowed to go to. And apparently it's where the dead celebrities go. Michael Jackson's living on one of them. Tupac. Elvis,
Tupac, Biggie,
John Lennon, they're all on other continents.
John Lennon will be there.
Yeah.
So how long does it end up as spherical, or is it just flat?
Apparently, it's
flat
like
forever?
It's flat. Our world, as you imagine it, is flat. And then there's a huge ice wall, the size of like
the Empire State Building.
Huge, around our world. And there's a little gap that you can either sail through or you could fly over.
This is the question, right? This is the question that you have to ask yourselves. How do you know who your dad is?
Because your mama told you so.
It's because your mum told you. That's the only reason that you know who your dad is.
Because you look in your mirror and you go, oh, there's my dad.
Bastard. I get it. But I know it's an old-fashioned saying, but it is kind of still true today. How do you know something is true? Because somebody's told you it's true.
Yeah.
That's kind of the sentiment, isn't
it? That's the thing. Yeah. Science's greatest strength is also an idiot's, is idiot's armor.
Yeah.
It's doubt.
Yeah.
Science does doubt.
If Brian Cox was on this
needs to be proved.
Podcast right now, shout out to Brian. We love Brian. Mm-hmm. Brian Cox on this podcast now, he'd say, the Earth's round because you can fucking see it.
Yeah.
Prove it now.
No, I can't. I can't. He could.
Yeah, but gravity is a beautiful explanation for that.
That's the thing with humans is there's always that. It doesn't matter. The guy like Brian Cox, you know, he's brilliant, and you could give a whole speech, but there'll be one man in that audience that goes, "I don't buy it."
Yeah, I know.
But
I
that's human. It's like
American.
I don't buy it. I just don't buy it.
It's my point before where I was saying if aliens did land and this is where you built the pyramids, some people would go, "I'll fucking do it again then."
Yeah,
go on, Dyke. We can't.
They'd see a video and go, it's a hologram, it's AI.
It's
Project Moonbeam is to pretend aliens.
He could stand in front of him, it's like, nice costume.
Yeah, I know.
That's a beautiful thing about
the problem is with AI as well now. You don't know what the fuck is real and what isn't real.
You do. Like, there's that. It's a beautiful thing within humans. There's always that
doubt.
Part of us that goes,
not sure.
Led to science, but also led to conspiracy theories.
But it's
constantly
core part of who we are.
I think I might have told you this story, but I play quite. You know what? You all know I like gaming, and I play a lot of gaming, and a game on Fortnite and COD. You know, when I'm not when I'm fucking at night. Anyway, whatever. And there's a lot of people that I've played with regularly over the last sort of 10 years, shout out to Scott, shout out to Dylan, they know who they are. But there's one time I was playing and I was talking to a lad who was gaming and he was talking about gravity and he said he didn't believe in gravity.
I was and, just about saying.
And that, I said,
"What? No."
And I said, "I said you're a fucking idiot." And he's going, "Well, show me, prove to me it exists." And I said, "Just go outside and just fucking throw something, drop something out of a window. That is fucking gravity.
It's the weakest force in the universe."
And then he was like, "Well, I don't believe that planes actually take off. I believe that they go up in the air and the earth moves and then they drop back down."
Yeah.
I was like, "I'm not fucking playing games with you anymore, you fucking weirdo."
He's got you.
Yeah, he got me. I got proper wound up.
Yeah.
Yeah, gravity is one of the most beautiful explanations ever.
He believed it though, Jack. He believed it.
I think it's, I've said this before. I think we had a conversation about this, but like, I think that the flat earth thing and gravity, it's, I don't want to say, it sounds awful. I don't want to say stupid people, but like somebody, a person who like just can't articulate very well.
Yeah.
They can't tell you why, but they just feel that sometimes when someone like a Brian Cox tries to explain something to someone, that person might feel like, I don't know why, but I feel like I'm being fucked with a little bit.
Yeah.
Because if you know that person's much smarter than you, you know that they could probably take advantage of you if they wanted to.
Yeah.
So just instinctively, as a person, you're aware of that.
Yeah, they rebel.
So as a defense mechanism, you say, "But I think the Earth's flat."
Yeah, but
it's like shield almost.
But there's nothing wrong in accepting the fact that when you're talking to somebody and the realization dawns across you that person's cleverer than you, that's okay. That's fine. They're allowed to be cleverer than you, and they're allowed to know more about a certain subject than you. That is absolutely fine. Mm. But then it's like, because you don't know as much as them, you kind of ridicule them in a sense.
You feel threatened.
It's also that, but it's like knowing, it's when you start to feel that person's like lecturing you. No one likes to be lectured.
No.
In school, by your boss.
No.
Nobody likes.
No.
Fuck off, mate. Don't tell me.
Yeah. I remember speaking to a tennis coach once. Yeah. And I was like,
I've never watched tennis ever.
I was speaking to a tennis coach who was going on about forehands and backhands and all that. And I'm a fucking bricklayer. And I was like, "Oh, mate, shut the fuck up."
Yeah.
That's a true story.
You're not using your trowel properly.
No, that's a true story. I was like, "You haven't got a fucking clue about bricklaying, so I don't listen to you going on about forehands and backhands."
Will's that complicated that we're all specialists in these.
You would think that would translate well.
But it's a good point. You're right though. Everyone's super intelligent on their own particular
area.
Like George just told us about Sky Glass, It's all like, it's what you know, it's what you've learned, what you've understood.
I still think I'm the best in the world at doing fuck all. Like, I genuinely, I've said to, me and Brownie said a few times, like, some of our mates say, "Oh, if we're running, do this and anything." I'm amazing.
At doing nothing.
At sitting there.
Yeah.
And doing nothing. Like, I'm brilliant at it.
Don't you think that's the best thing in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're
just
coming
doing
off.
Doing nothing.
Yeah, but that's coming off having worked really hard as well.
No, but
if you value that.
But I'm really good at
break,
like
just that break.
People say, "Oh, you know, you need to get out. You need to get out of the room. You feel better." I feel brilliant when I'm on my own, watching shit. Yeah.
You know, the best example.
I feel great.
The best film character ever for that is the dude from The Big Lebowski.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
He's a perfectly one with his laziness.
Smokes a bit of weed. Yeah. As a white Russian,
just fucking
chills out.
Doesn't get up till 12 o'clock.
One of 4 hours. Leonardo DiCaprio's favourite ever films.
It's a great film.
Yeah.
Big Lebowski.
It's one of the best films ever.
Yeah.
There's certainly an art to doing nothing.
I love walking.
Yeah,
I love walking, and my favourite thing ever.
See,
is when I walk.
Danny hates walking.
I'll go for a walk, but it's when I go.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time. And then the text. "Honey, there's water in the basement." Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up. Even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
I've never been down that street before.
No.
What's down there? And then suddenly you go down and you think, God, that's a weird. Yeah. That house, that's a bit strange looking. Yeah. That's always been there.
See, I get that. I get all of that. Yeah. I get people that like to do nothing.
Yeah.
I get people that like to go and walks or runs. What I don't get is these people that go, "Yeah, I'm going to fucking climb that mountain without any rope."
Yeah.
Ah.
But that's just some people's walk into them, I think.
It is. Yeah. It is. But that's like, you're going to die, mate. You're going
to
die.
Well, I think it goes back to, like you were saying about work before and stuff, and we work and da-da-da. Some people, like, to feel alive, they really need to, instead of taking drugs or alcohol, they'll climb a mountain without any rope.
Well, it's adrenaline.
The adrenaline and the risk is all up here.
Because, like, human life is, like, quite monotonous now. It's quite repeated, isn't it? It's
safer.
It's repetitive. It's
a lot safer.
Yeah.
Is it?
No, it's a lot safer compared to, like, Stone Age man.
Yeah.
Hell. Oh, yeah, that's what you mean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, saber-toothed tiger.
Actually, crime compared to what it was, like, say, 40, 50 years ago, it is, the bigger the population, the less percentage, you know, even though some terrible stuff still happens. But percentage-wise, you are safer.
I don't know. Yeah. I suppose because we talk about it more, and there's fucking 24 hours news.
Yeah, that's the other thing. So get it. Everybody, it becomes personal to everybody. All these
families. Like when I was a kid, when we were kids, it was the news was on at fucking 9 o'clock in the morning. Dinner time, 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock, and that was it.
Yeah,
four times a day. Now it's fucking every minute, all the time.
And the biggest one I can remember is like Chernobyl, or we're all going to get nuked. That was it when we were growing up in the Cold War.
It's funny you say that, because I was actually speaking to my mum about that the other day.
Yeah.
And she was saying about how the news, like you say, was only on at certain times, and now it's 24 hours.
Yeah.
So they have to find that time to cram it all in. They have to milk
it. Yeah, true.
You see all this bullshit on the news. Yeah. Like, whatever. News that shouldn't be news. Yeah. They have to cram it all in there. Yeah.
And you know what they always do at the end of a newsreel? It fucking does my head in. Oh, and now a funny story about a cat being trapped up a tree. And it's like murder, rape, fucking pedos, and now a funny story about a cat on a tree. And it's like, God's sake, do you think we're that thick?
Anchorman 2.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But that's what but you watch the news, how it's laid out. Yeah. That's exactly what they do every fucking night.
And that fake laugh at the end.
Oh. They do the fake, the shuffle. And
They do the shuffle. Yeah. And then, you know. Well. And we all know they're not wearing any pants under the desk. We all know that.
I think if we had an anchorman like Ron Burgundy, I think
it'd be amazing.
It'd be great.
Smoking crack live.
Don't just have a great night. Have an American night.
I don't want to advocate for drugs at all.
I would like to try mushrooms, though.
No, so mushrooms are supposed to be incredible, but smoking crack is supposed to be, like,
amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But that one hit.
Well, you can't do it again. You just can't do it.
That's the problem.
No, as Harry Hill says, though, I know with heroin, it's really Moorish.
Yeah, but so I've never had heroin, but I've had like opiates when I had an operation on my leg, and they gave me morphine, and like, fuck me, you don't give a shit about anything. You don't care. You're not bothered.
It's the scene in Trainspotting when he falls back into the carpet.
Yeah,
that's it. That's he wraps around him,
and it's just you're just you in your bubble.
Whoa. I hope you don't mean you've ever tried anything.
No, not me.
I see.
I've watched Trains Potting many times.
No, but
it's
I mean,
great film.
I don't know. You know, I'm not. I can't. You can't go on a podcast and advocate drug taking.
I suppose you can actually.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to the Magic Hill.
No, if this podcast is in America now, there's loads of states of America that it's perfectly legal.
Joe
to smoke
Rogan
weed.
Talks about DMT all the time.
He does talk about DMT all the time. Yeah, that he does.
It's like a.
Some
sort of
tetrephiline,
crazy people have had these,
like hallucinogenic,
and there's also another one, salvia, where people have said they've taken that and they've lived a whole different life.
No, and they encounter an entity years.
But they've only actually been out for 6 minutes, right. But in their head they've lived a whole other life,
so it's like the inner light.
There was a video I saw.
It's a great episode. There
was a video I saw of a woman who took salvia, and she said she lived 25 years of her life as paint on a wall, and she saw a new family move in. She
Brilliant.
Saw people die, and she was just there on the wall watching, observing all this happen. She woke up, and it had been 5 minutes.
That's the best thing she could think of.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool.
It's pretty fucking cool, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Instead of somebody watching paint dry,
was watching someone else.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, but so shout out to Joe. We love Joe.
The best TV ever. That.
But Joe Rogan podcast. So he's always going on about DMT and how, like, the people that take DMT, and there are actual clinical trials trials now going on in America in some of the universities where they take DMT and they encounter an entity, a specific.
No.
Yes, they do.
No,
do
no. Google it. I'm not denying it.
No, but there's a theory that that's the.
No, I'm you, staying.
Oh, you said you don't want to do it?
That's the devil or something. No, I'm staying far away from that.
That could be actual the ego or the id of yourself, don't they?
Ah, like the shadow self.
The shadow self. Ah. Yeah, the Jungian thing. Yeah.
But it's like you know. There's a comedian. I forgot his name, but he does a great sort of set about humans and how humans are, and how every day humans have to go to sleep for 8 hours.
Yeah, it's mad.
But during that 8 hour period, our brain doesn't go to sleep. The body goes to sleep, but our brain's still awake and gives us a dream. And our dreams are as real to us as memories. So when you wake up, the dream you've had becomes a memory if you can remember it. Because a lot of people don't remember the dreams. But so that memory of the dream, tell me the difference between the memory of a dream and the memory of something that's actually happened.
Well, it's encoded, isn't it?
There's no fucking difference.
Put in your brain.
It's with dreams, it's like a
filing system, isn't it?
It's like a filing away of the days, a cataloging of the day's events. But there's ones where you have more of a vision, or if you have a reoccurring dream or a reoccurring event within your dream.
But what I'm getting at is what's the difference in your memory between the memory of the dream and the memory of a real event happening?
Well, I suppose it's the feeling that it draws up within you.
No, because you can get that feeling in a dream. You can wake up scared. You can be hungry in a dream. You can be happy in a dream.
You know, I've never thought about dreaming.
Do you know what I mean?
What? We have to go unconscious.
I know it's deep
for
shit.
7 or 8 hours a night, don't we? To be balanced, but it's not really to do with relaxing our bodies. It's all to do with the mind and consciousness.
I suppose with remembering, if it's a memory, you can kind of break it down a little bit more because you understand. If there's people in it that you know, you can break down their actions and perceptions a little.
I don't know if you can, Jack.
Well, because you might think this person. They would always react to this type of situation that way. Do you know what I mean? You can look if it was something from years ago and you think, well, I understand that person a little bit more now.
I see what you mean.
A dream though is like, well, why was I thinking of that? Why? Sometimes you have a dream and there's like some guy from the office who's in the dream and you're like, why is he there?
I know, yeah.
Why was he there in this situation? It becomes much harder.
Nobody can still say what a fucking dream is. Mm. Nobody.
Yeah.
Some quick fire questions because we've only got 10 minutes ish.
Yeah, if
that's okay. Quick fire questions. You've all got to answer. All right. You have to give me a one word answer.
Okay.
Ooh. Quick fire questions.
Let's go.
Okay. Best trade.
Oh, God.
I think to do joinery.
Okay, Andy's answered that.
Because bricklaying can be really hard. It's hard work.
All right, so best trade is joinery.
I wouldn't say best as in better than anything
else. No, you've got to say best trade. You've got to say it.
Oh, God, it's tough.
You've got to. George?
Bricky.
Okay.
I'm going to say bricky as well because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is difficult. Oh.
You've got to say it, Dan.
I feel guilty because my dad's a bricklayer.
You've got to say it.
I am going to say joinery, yeah.
Joinery?
I'll say joinery.
Joinery.
Yeah.
Worst trade?
Groundworks is hard.
No, worst trade is in like they're the worst. They are the worst.
Scaffolder.
Painters. Daddy hates. She said scaffolder, George.
Scaffolder.
Okay. Jack?
I hate to not answer, but I don't have any experience.
No, you've got to say. You've got to answer. You have to. It can be the same trade as the best.
Brickies, yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
Andy?
Yeah. I don't know, like window fitters, but it's not a trade. You know what I mean?
Window fitters, worst trade. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
It's not.
Cleverest trade.
That's difficult.
I wouldn't know, but I would say lecky, maybe.
Electrician. All right, yeah. Interesting, George.
I think I'd go with that.
Electrician, Danny? Yeah.
I don't want to agree, but I'd go with electric.
Okay.
A lot of the trades are...
No, Andy, you've got to say one trade.
Scaffolders.
Cleverest. Oh, fuck off.
No, electrician. No, electrician. Electrician.
Okay, Jack, cleverest trade.
Bricky.
Okay. Yeah, nice.
Okay, two more questions, then we'll move on to something else. Hardest working job? Forget trade. This is the hardest working job out there in the world. Anything. Mm. What is the hardest job to have?
First one's popped into mind is chef.
Chef.
We work hard, but I've never experienced it. But I think a proper chef is madness.
It's I like mental. It, Danny. Yeah. I like it.
One of my mates is George. A chef, and I can tell you the work he does, it's just fucking it's
insane.
It's
stressful.
It is insane.
George, yeah. Hardest working job?
I'd say probably something like a children's nurse or something.
Oh,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I like it.
That's a good shout.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. Andy, hardest working job?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes like lads, the ground workers working on the road and stuff like that physically.
Ground workers?
They're not navvies anymore, are they?
It's your opinion, so. It doesn't have to be construction. This can be any industry.
I don't know, labouring on a bricky or a...
Labouring. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Jack, hardest working job?
I think anything where you have to deal... If you have to deal with, like, accidents, like a paramedic...
Life.
Where, you know, killed.
Yeah. Shout out to the nurses and doctors.
So, yeah.
Well, like, people who have to work in... Like, people have to actually, like, go to the scene of...
Like firemen, maybe, or something.
Yeah.
Like you like road accidents or something like that, because that could take a heavy toll on one.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
A different angle there, aren't we? Like physical and emotional.
Yeah, yeah. I like it. I like what you've done.
I think chef's got it all.
Last question of this quick fire round: stupidest trade, and you have to answer. You have to answer. Oh. Stupidest trade.
Scaffolder.
Scaffolders for Andy, okay.
No, the wild though. They just attract wild
fair enough.
Characters.
Stupidest trade.
Bricky.
Fair enough. George.
You've
got to say it, George. You have to say it.
Scaffolder.
Okay.
All those football hooligans in the Paris.
Painters. Stupidest trade, painters.
Yeah. It's a bit of skill.
Brilliant. No, brilliant. That stops us. Five quick fire questions. We've got about, I'd say we've got about 3-4 minutes left.
Well, there's just one quick thing.
Oh, George, go on. Yeah.
I wanted to mention, because we were speaking about DMT before, there is a long running theory that when you die, there is DMT released from the brain.
Right. Yes.
And of course, there's a lot of people who have been resuscitated and whatnot who say they've seen a light or they've seen a man or they've seen, you know...
A tunnel of light.
Could that be? Again, this is only a theory, so it's not actually factually proven because we don't know what happens when we die, but could that be? Could DMT have some sort of relation to the other...
Side.
Other side, other world, other dimension.
Yeah, heaven, even.
Possibly.
Heaven. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's a great line in Harry Potter film where he says to the end, he says to Professor Dumbledore, is this real or is it happening in my head? And he goes,
yeah.
Well, what does it matter?
What's the difference?
You know, what's the difference?
That's kind of my point about dreams, I suppose.
Yeah,
it's a really great line, that.
Yeah. Well, what a podcast that's been. It's been very interesting.
Yeah.
Final words from everybody. Danny, go to you first.
I've got to try some of this DMT. Sounds fucking great.
If anyone knows where we can buy any, just let us know. Drop us in the comments.
You can get it in a vape.
Oh, there you go. You can get it in a vape. There you go.
Don't worry, I'm going after this.
Andy, final word.
Anybody can recommend some really, what's the right doses for magic mushrooms, you know?
Oh, we are interested, aren't we?
Just scientifically and legally or not.
Go to Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why Danny's been there about 8 times?
Yeah.
I don't mind saying it. I've tried it twice. And it's fucking brilliant.
Danny.
The notion in Amsterdam. Yeah, but no, it was brilliant.
We're not advocating it. We're just experienced.
There are some things that there are some drugs that should be illegal and harmful and detrimental. But there are some things that are supposed to open you up a bit.
Depends who you talk to.
That definitely did.
It's supposed to be PTSD's great.
By the way, can I just state for the leader of the Green Party...
Yeah.
Wants all drugs to be legal. And he's the current leader of the Green Party in the UK. He wants all drugs to be legalised. All drugs.
Well, Danny, have you tried them all?
I've tried a lot. I've never really had a bad experience. I can't say I have. I'm being honest.
Fair enough.
I've had great experience. Some of the best night of my life I've been on fucking out of my face. Honestly.
Oh, Danny, for fuck's
sake. No, but it, like, one of my best nights I've ever had in my life was taking mushrooms, a day, night, in Amsterdam. And it was without doubt, I remember every moment of that night, and it was unbelievable.
Didn't you go to the Van Gogh Museum?
Yeah, on mushrooms.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
fucking brilliant.
That,
yeah.
That is amazing.
You know, the only bastard thing that was wrong, we queued up and we were off just looking at all these paintings and we got to the sunflower and it was fucking taken down for
cleaning. You're joking.
Yeah.
Bastards.
But it was an amazing, amazing night.
Fair play. Fair enough.
I can't... But it's... Is there a problem with drugs? Yeah. The problem isn't the drugs, it's you. It's the same with alcohol. It's the same with everything in life.
That's what the Americans say about the guns, though, don't they?
Well, some people can take it and some people can't.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jack, final words.
Just stay safe out there.
Stay safe. Absolutely.
Take care of yourselves. Yeah.
George.
Same as Jack, stay safe and good night and God bless.
Thank you for coming on the pod, George.
Thank you
for having
me.
You've made a great addition. Will you be back at the next episode?
I will be back.
Fact checker, George.
The Jamie of the site cabin.
Hey, George, fact off. Final word from me is thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. We do really appreciate everything. 25 episodes, 25 and a bit hours of podcasting. We're going for another 5 to get to episode 30 and then we'll reevaluate and see what happens. I'm very confident it will continue way, way, way into its 30s, 40s and 50s. But yeah, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. See you in December for the Christmas episode. Good night.